are listening to a blog from SalesPress. The title is Secrets to Getting Motivated to Achieve Your Goals by Natalie Bacon. Have you ever thought about yourself as either motivated or not motivated at different points in your life or just overall as a person? You may have felt like you've had things you've wanted to do and achieve in your life, but you haven't had the motivation to do them. I can relate to this so much, which surprises most people because I accomplish so much. The truth is that I'm not inherently different than anyone else, and neither is anyone else who is having success achieving goals. I'm wired just like everyone else. I just do things to make sure I get and stay motivated on a regular basis. The year before I quit my job, I would get up at 4 a.m. or 4:30 a.m. to blog before work, then work all day, blog during lunch, then blog at night. I didn't love getting up that early, but I did it. And I did it without complaining or feeling sorry for myself. Most people tell me they could never do that. But I truly believe that's not true. I think anyone can do it. The way I did this was that I reprogrammed my thinking and made sure I set myself up for success with my habits and in my environments so that I chose motivation on a daily basis instead of incorrectly thinking it would somehow happen to me. So, here are my top 11 secret ways to get motivated to achieve your goals that I use in my life. 1. Improve your attitude and mindset. The most important part of getting motivated to achieve your goals is mastering your mind. Your mind is not designed to want to do things that are uncomfortable or scary. It is wired for survival, to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and be efficient. This was great for keeping humans alive and evolving. It is not so great for achieving goals. Anytime you want to do something new and different, your brain goes into fight or flight mode and it thinks you're going to die. This was great when bears were going to attack you in the cave. It's not so great for building a business. You don't need protected from building a business. It can't physically kill you. But your brain hasn't evolved to know that. You're wired to stay inside, hide from your goals, and not take action. Everyone is wired like this. The difference between people who are motivated and people who are not motivated is that motivated people find a way to reprogram their brain for abundant, positive thinking. Even then, they still feel negative emotion, it's just that they act anyway. By definition, achieving your goals means trying something new and different and scary. This means you're going to have to feel discomfort, pain, stress, doubt, fear, and all the other negative emotions to achieve your goals. I talk about the negative emotion I felt when I decided to quit my job. It was really tough, but I knew nothing had gone wrong. I knew I was doing the right thing. I didn't let my negative emotions control the situation. I acted anyways, in spite of feeling terrified. To get motivated to achieve your goals, you have to intentionally shift your perspective to one where you are positive and believe that you can, and will, have the success you want in your future. Living in, I don't know, and negatively will spiral you into a funk, and you won't stand a chance. One of the best ways to start to reprogram your mind is to dive into personal development. This is what I teach in the 7 Days to Design Your Dream Life free training. 2. Have ambition. You need to know what your goal is to be motivated. What is your dream? What do you desire? My favorite question to ask in just about 99.99% of situations is, what is your end goal? Then, I just say work backward from there. When you have the desire, the dream, the end goal, you can work backward and create an actionable plan to get the results you want. If you don't know what you want, then you don't have a chance at being motivated. You have to choose something. Don't let yourself sit in, I don't know. If you don't know, then figure it out. 3. Know your why. Once you know what you want, what your end goal is, you need to know why you want it. Your reason for why you want to accomplish your goal is super important because it will keep you moving forward despite feeling negative emotions like discomfort, doubt, and fear. The deeper your why and the stronger your connection is to it, the better. For example, you might think you want to blog full-time for the freedom and flexibility it allows in your career, but the truth, if you dig a little deeper, maybe that really you need to work for yourself because of control. You feel like you'd do a better job at being in control of your career and money than anyone you could ever work for. Along with your internal, perhaps selfish, motivation is an external motivation of contribution. If you have a mission or purpose you really care deeply about and you set a goal around that, you will be really inspired. I cannot even tell you how motivated I get when readers email me sharing their stories about how I helped them. I feel driven so deeply to give back and serve them, and when I get emails saying it's working in their lives, I feel like I'm contributing to the world and making a difference. I can't get much more motivated. Point 4. Believe in yourself. When you believe you can achieve your goals, you're highly likely to be motivated to act. If you want to accomplish something new, you have to believe in the possibility of something that hasn't happened yet. If you're not used to doing this, your brain will freak out and try to stop you from this. Your brain is wired to repeat your past. Therefore, you have to believe that you can accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish, even if you don't have results yet. I did this in my life with my blog. I knew nothing about making money online or business, yet I had a deep belief in my ability to succeed and figure it out, despite not knowing how to do it at the time. It worked, and now I'm a six-figure, full-time blogger. I teach how to change your thoughts and belief systems in 7 steps to changing your mindset, a blog post, and in Design Your Dream Life Academy. Point 5. Focus. You have to focus to get motivated. When you focus on something, minimize distractions, and get organized, you can create a specific plan where you can create the new results you want in your life. Whatever you focus on grows. If you focus on your goal without being distracted, you will get results. Whatever you focus on grows. This is just the law of all the things. When I was blogging on the side of my full-time job for the first year and a half, I was doing a million other things. I was reading books, cooking new recipes, I was working out a ton, I was doing all the fun things with friends and family. I had a completely balanced life. This was okay for having a hobby blog, but it wasn't okay for building a six-figure business. Once I decided to remove all these distractions and go all in on my biz, I got the results I was looking for. Point 6. Do the work. Yes, you have to get your mindset right. Have a good attitude, know your why, believe in yourself, and focus. But you also have to actually do the damn thing. Most people just won't do the work. I didn't know this was a thing, but it's definitely a thing. Don't be most people. Be part of the small percentage of people who actually does the work. It's okay to not want to do the work. In fact, most people who do the work don't want to do it. They just do it anyways, and eventually it's so habitual that they like it. I suggest you start with at least 3 tasks to complete toward your goal every day. You can use the productivity planner for this or the power productivity list I created for you to download. Whatever you use, make sure you take massive action. Passive action is when you digest content. It's the reading, listening to podcasts, etc. Massive action is taking so much action that you produce the results you want in your life. I heard on a podcast once someone talking about coaching someone with dating. She said she wanted to meet someone, and the coach suggested she go on 300 dates in the next year. I about fell out of my chair. 300. That is a lot. Lol. Whatever you think is massive action in your life is probably not massive enough. 10x it. 7. Measure what you produce. Measure what you produce instead of the time you spend doing something. This is the best productivity hack ever. But it's also a way to get motivated, because when you start measuring based on productivity instead of time, it's so motivating because you start to see results. You focus on your contribution to the world instead of on how much time you have to put in. I remember when I started doing this, I was so pumped because I couldn't stop producing and the time was flying by. It's a much more motivating space to be in while you work. Point 8. Change your environment. Changing your environment is a ninja way to get motivated, because you set yourself up to win. By environment, I mean everything outside of you. What does your desk look like? What podcasts do you listen to every morning? What people are you hanging out with? This also includes the people you surround yourself with. Your health, drive, success, relationships, and money are all affected by the people you're around the most. If you're not around great people to support your success, get into personal development, take a course, go to a conference, get around people who want to grow and give. Motivated people are contagious. Point 9. Practice honoring commitments to yourself. Have you noticed that keeping commitments to yourself is harder than keeping them with anyone else? If you scheduled an appointment with me for tomorrow at noon, you would be there. But if you scheduled the same appointment with yourself to work on your goals, there's a good chance you wouldn't show up. This is a horrible habit to be in, the habit of not honoring commitments to yourself. What I teach in Design Your Dream Life Academy is to create a 2.0 version of yourself who you make promises and commitments to. For example, mine would be Natalie 2.0, and I would make appointments and commitments with the 2.0 version of me. When you separate yourself from you and you 2.0, you'll find it easier to keep commitments. When you actually follow through with the commitments you make to yourself, you'll get results. Seeing small wins will give you momentum and help increase your motivation. It's an amazing feeling when you can count on yourself. 1.0. Make a list of potential problems or obstacles. Life is full of problems. This is true whether or not you set goals. There is no place where you arrive without problems. I love remembering this. This is great news. It means you can pursue your goals with massive action and have problems without thinking something has gone wrong. You would have had problems doing nothing, too. To make sure the problems don't stop or stall you from achieving your goals, think of what obstacles could come up and get in your way. Then, plan out how you'll solve for each problem that comes up. 1.1. Don't self-sabotage. Part of getting motivated means you don't self-sabotage your success. Self-sabotage is interfering with your own progress to complete your goals. Usually, we self-sabotage by procrastinating, because of fear of failure, escaping, overeating, overdrinking, overworking, over Netflixing, overspending, etc. Not showing up, actually and figuratively, quitting, it's not going fast enough so you quit. Self-sabotage can become a habit that can interfere with your goals big time. Eventually, you stop setting goals because you know you'll self-sabotage it anyway. If you do this, notice the pattern. Ask yourself, why am I sabotaging my success? The future is yours to create. You don't have to repeat your past. A final note. Motivation isn't something that comes natural to anyone. But with intentionality, you can make it a habit. If you really do these actions, that's what will happen, and they'll change your life. Thank you for listening to the blog from Sales Press.